Report: Pennsylvania union bosses struggling to convince members to vote against Donald Trump. By John Binder on October 1, 2020. Union bosses in the swing state of Pennsylvania admit they are struggling to convince their rank-and-file members to vote against President Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election. As Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden visited Pennsylvania this week, local reports indicate union bosses are having a difficult time convincing their members to vote against Trump this election cycle. The Pittsburgh Tribune Review reports, union officials conceded they are concerned about whether the rank and file will honor those endorsements. Likewise, union officials are asking members to put their employment ahead of other concerns they may have about the Biden-Harris ticket and fears they might support limits on gun rights. Like Trump said, Tuesday night, "The president has done more for America in 47 months than Biden has in 47 years," said Rep. Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA, who represents Pennsylvania's 14th congressional district spanning Fayette, Greene, and Washington counties and parts of Westmoreland County. "At the end of the day, the rank-and-file workers will still overwhelmingly vote for President Trump." Biden, for years, has claimed to support the interest of America's union workers. His record, dating back to the 1990s, has consistently been at odds with those interests, however. In 1993 and the early 2000s, Biden vowed support for the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, China's entering the World Trade Organization, WTO, and normalizing United States trade relations with China. The measures resulted in the U.S. losing 5 million manufacturing jobs and at least 50,000 manufacturing plants, destabilizing communities and putting downward pressure on wages. Biden, as vice president, also lobbied for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, free trade agreement which would have forced American workers to compete for jobs against workers in Vietnam and Malaysia who are paid cents for an hour's worth of work. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Biden's senior economic advisor said he is focused on implementing a new approach to globalization of the U.S. economy. Wall Street's giant donations to Biden this election cycle may also be a red flag for union workers. The latest CNN analysis admitted that all the big banks are backing Biden's candidacy against Trump, largely because of their opposition to the president's tariffs on China and tightening of the labor market to force up wages for American workers. In 2016, Trump won Pennsylvania by fewer than 45,000 votes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.